And on today's Windy City Career Cast, show number 278, guess who's in town? Guess who's here? Hanging out in my kitchen. And we're talking about the biggest event so far for 2009. It's Gay's Got Talent, and that talented gay is here with me, Deb Pierce from Toronto. Oh my gosh, so fun to have her in Chicago. And Sin, our by the way gal, hung with Deb and I quite a bit, and we just headed from Lakeview to Andersonville and back again. But the really big event was Gay's Got Talent at Sidetrack on Saturday, and we packed the place in a snowstorm. Celine didn't even do that for the United Center. That's what I can tell you about that. Also, Richard Knight Jr. is here with his review of Revolutionary Road. Kate Winslet already winning the Golden Globe, but what did he think of the film? And we have Kirk Williamson with so much news going on in the world, in the nation, and in entertainment. It's a big show, eh? With a Canadian, and that means lesbian, on the Queercast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We are talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, the morning after. I'm Amy Matheny.
Oh my God, and I'm Deb Pierce.
Hi, Deb.
Oh, hi.
You're hanging out in my kitchen.
I am. I brought you some sweet treat of some sort.
I know.
I baked it myself.
You did not.
No, I stole it from the B&B.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
You did. Hey, you are in town. Or you're going. You're getting ready to leave.
I am in a couple hours.
We've taken many a picture, which we will try to post. And but it has been the big Windy City, the Gays Got Talent extravaganza. I think we should have added X to the end of it, like your international drag queen.
I know, right?
Extravaganza. Drag king, sorry.
Yeah. That's okay.
I can't.
And it's Snowmageddon.
It was Snowmageddon. It was huge, right? Oh. What a weekend.
So I haven't had this little sleep and this much fun since I was about 21.
Well, that's
which is only a couple years ago.
I had your Julie McCoy and Cynthia.
Yes.
And Sin. Our, by the way, our bisexual, who was really just the tour guide for you.
Mm-hmm.
What was the tour guide in Pee-wee's Big Adventures?
Good one. Nice
this
reference.
This is a corn tortilla. What was that she said?
So early on a Sunday morning for this.
Oh my God.
Take a sip of your tea. I'll take a sip of my coffee.
We're going to pause.
Here we go. Sip with us.
Here's a sip of hot stuff.
Mm. Oh God. It's gold.
Oh God.
So
you luckily, you flew in on Friday. You got here unscathed.
Yes.
And then what happened on Saturday is something unusual.
Well, it didn't,
for Chicago.
It started.
We had mounds of snow that never stopped.
Friday night it started. It didn't stop until, I think, last night at, like, I don't know, 9 o'clock.
Right.
And
so I get all these calls thinking nobody's going to come to Gay's Got Talent.
I'm wondering if it's in fact canceled.
And people calling saying, is it canceled? I'm planning on coming, but I don't want to get there and nothing be happening. And I feel like that just became the sentiment for everything. It was like the drinking well or something that everyone came to.
And you know what? People create there's something a little more, and especially the gays, there's something a little more dramatic if there's, you know, an adversity that you have, like an obstacle. You know, I don't mean physically, well, a little bit physically, like a snowbank, but just how are we going to get there? It hasn't stopped snowing in 24 hours. Mm-hmm. Is it, isn't it? We have to support our friends. And everyone that turned out, there was just some instant solidarity, some camaraderie, just because we all made it.
It was the biggest, I know, some of you listening, I know, have been to a Windy City Gay Idol. It was the biggest event I have ever done at Sidetrack. Mm. There were so many people there, we ran out of ballots.
Oh, did we?
We did. We ran out of ballots 1 year at Circuit a couple of years back, and then we made more. But I think we ran out. I know we ran out of ballots. I know we ran out of the Toronto ballots that would give people an opportunity to come see you in Toronto.
That's right.
Which is very exciting. And so they made more. Sidetrack made more of those. We had guest performers. We had 14 volunteers. We had
and it was I have
15
to tell you,
contestants.
Chicago. You or maybe you and Cynthia, somebody's got something. I have never seen something run so well, like this fine oiled machine. We don't have events like this in Toronto. We do. They might be drag pageants that I'm not part of, the drag queen community that does the Empress and the pageants. Mm-hmm. That might be similar, mm-hmm. but nothing as far, and that bar, Sidetrack, has to be probably the nicest gay bar I've ever been to.
It's gorgeous, right?
The nicest bar I've ever been to.
Yeah.
And it looks nice during the day. Normally bars are supposed to just look good in bar lighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and the people there are great.
Because we were there for 10 hours.
It was a long day. We didn't eat until, what time was that last night?
I don't
night?
Know. It was late. Mm. And we went out with Mitchell. So we actually had, he may come down. Who knows? He's snoring, I believe. He's
I think I'm going to jump on top
he
of him.
He had some tequila. We may have to send you up there too.
I might have to.
Yeah.
I might have to get
a little reveille. A little reveille in the morning.
And I'll put some coffee under his nose.
He would have had sex with you last night. He was quite in love with you.
We have had a little mutual admiration
Y'all
society
had a little
thing.
Love affair.
We've said things, like random things at exactly the same time.
It's funny. I don't think of you and Mitchell as being the same.
I don't
all.
Either, really.
And yet.
Although and yet, we this, are exactly the same height.
You are exactly the same height.
I have to start wearing heels.
That's true. You have to start wearing heels.
Yeah, because so you shouldn't.
You shouldn't be the same height as Mitchell.
But he was one of the judges last night. The judges were great. The turnout was great. The support was great for Gays Got Talent. It's really, really good.
So tell me about some of your favorite contestants.
Well, first, the first thing that jumps out are the Windy City Blenders as far as performance, not competitors.
They were guest performers. Mm-hmm. And who are the Blenders, so people who don't know?
Well, I saw them in Columbus, Ohio at the 10th Annual International Drag King Extravaganza. And knowing that I was coming here and they live here, I thought we have to get them. And they weren't easy to get a hold of because I didn't have a direct connection.
They were not easy to get a hold of.
But so thankful to
but
be there.
But once we did, great, they'll professional, be, fantastic. Yeah. And they opened up the night. In such a great way.
Yeah, we hit the ground running. Mm-hmm. I have to say a lot of the contestants stuck out to me because there was such diversity. It wasn't like 12 singers or 60, whatever. It wasn't just singing. When you think A's Got Talent, I kind of default to singing immediately. I don't know why. But there was a magician or an illusionist in a straight jacket. There was comedy. There was singing. There was actually Cary Grant playing the piano and singing. Like some, they did have talent.
We had a ukulele.
Right. The Lisa Marie Presley love child. Like she looked like Lisa Marie to me.
I thought she was more Diana Krall, honestly.
No, you're right. I see
Mitchell
that.
hit the nail on the head with that. And then we had a beautiful sign interpreter who moves me to tears.
Yeah, you love that.
I just love her. She's like does this thing with music and signing and I don't know what that song is, but I need to get it to like empower me when I'm driving down the street.
But be careful, keep two hands on the wheel.
I will
don't
to.
Sign it when you're doing
oh,
it.
Oh, don't sign it when I do it.
No.
And then you know, we had a lot of diversity of age, we had a lot of diversity of color, obviously of different talents.
That's so, what I loved about the night.
And then I have to say, folks, I think we had a moment in Sidetrack which was so formidable that I knew this person would win or that she would be in the top three. Mm-hmm. And that was when Lucy from the South Side, Jeffrey Pub, slam poet, got on stage and did a poem, her first poem, and the place fell absolutely silent. And
yep.
I have to tell you, you know, obviously it did when we saw her in the first round of competition because there's quite a reverence on the South Side of Chicago in their gay bars for performance and performers, and especially poets. It's something the women kind of demand down there when the men enter their space of, you know, seeing their work. So I kind of prefaced before she came on. I was a little nervous. I was, coddling the group into being good.
Yeah, you really did. You worked that really well because there's a fine line.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And just to try to tell people to be,
respectful,
sure, and quiet. I didn't even need to do that. She just went up there and stood up there with her stand.
She owned it. She commanded it.
And I don't believe there's ever been a black woman on stage doing poetry at Sidetrack in the middle of Boys Town that could silence 450 gay men and women.
Really excited people that are just kind of...
Ever.
Some people are there for their friends, right?
Yeah, but also social, and they're getting drunk. And
some people just were like, at the end, spur of the moment, they were like, oh, let's check this out. Those are the people that came up to me at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And specifically said, Lucy absolutely deserved to win. And that is the winner, by the way.
That is
big
the
reveal.
Winner.
Spoiler alert. But I had what I affectionately have coined schnipples.
Schnipples?
Yeah. I had the shivers on the arms and then the... So
the pointy nipples?
Yep.
The gesture didn't work on a podcast.
Oh, you can't really see the two fingers pointing out like a Madonna cone, bro?
Yeah, no.
Okay, schnipples.
Schnipples.
Totally gave me schnipples. Move me. I there was...
Di's going to like that. Di's going to start using schnipples now.
Schnipples is good. I gave it to Mitchell as well.
Oh, good. Uh-huh. Mitchell and Di can use that. Mm-hmm. Our lovely Di is sick.
I didn't get to meet her.
And so she didn't get to come up here. So Di, while you're editing this, we're sending you lots of love, and we're hoping that you're feeling better.
And I'll have your piece of cranberry lemon cake.
Cranberry lemon cake. Lucy, what an amazing talent.
She was amazing. I have some great pictures and some video of her acceptance. I think she was surprised.
Oh, I think she was moved to tears. I think she was shocked. She was in the back of the room, and I could see her because I have my vantage point. I could always see the whole floor. And she just turned to her friend and, hugged them and, stopped. She just stood there frozen for a while.
Well, when you think about, and this is something we've created in our own community, but there's a certain awareness around body shape and body type and even sometimes color and sometimes gender. Mm-hmm. And this woman got up there and became empowered around sizism and sexism and her own, just any body image, just any of that stuff, with reckless abandon, completely plowed through it and owned exactly who she was. And I just thought the way she spoke was song-like to me. It wasn't, they call it poetry, but it was her storytelling and her timing and the things that she had to say just made, it caused pause for thought. And the judges hit the nail on the head with all the things that they said about
her. It was a really special night, and if you missed it, I am really sorry. Well, let me tell you what else is going on in the theater scene in case you're looking for something to do in this wintry wonderland that still happens to be Chicago this week. And also, you might be heading to the movies. Richard Knight Jr. is taking us to Revolutionary Road. Ooh, after that one, I think you're going to want to slit your wrist or something.
I haven't seen it.
If you're
not
perfectly happy in your relationship and you don't look like Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Winslet in which to leave it, you know? If you look like one of them, you're like, fuck, I'll go get a new lover, you know?
It looks like a good film.
Yeah. They're both pretty hot. He's kind of cute, boyish.
He kind of looks like the same person to me, though.
Oh, but he kind of filled out in kind of a nice way.
Yeah, his neck and his face.
And she is so sexy. I love the Kate Winslet. I don't know. I don't normally, not my type at all, but I find her very sultry.
Maybe your type changes. Maybe you don't really have a type.
I don't have a type. Let's see if Richard Knight Jr. does. What he thinks of the film.
Okay.
Jersey Boys, Chicago's smash hit, has put a whole new block of tickets on sale now and into the new year. So book your seats today, either for yourself or as a great holiday gift. Because there's no better way to say 'tis the season than with the seasons.
Oh, what a night.
Jersey Boys, now on sale through January 11th. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
In your life.
Join the club.
For the week of January 12th, 2009, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
When the mistress is away, the maids will play. The Maids by Jean Genet, playing now at the Writers Theater. Don't miss this seductive French production. The Chicago Sun-Times raves that the actresses are magnificent, and the Chicago Tribune calls it accomplished and provocative. $40 tickets are still available. For your tickets to The Maids, visit www.writerstheater.org.
Now playing at the Court Theater is The Wild Duck, the searing tragicomedy presented by award-winning director Charles Newell. The Wild Duck will be performed at the Museum of Contemporary Art through February 15th. For more information on The Wild Duck, visit courttheater.org.
Don't miss the hilarious comedy Don't Dress for Dinner, starring Burn Notice star Jeffrey Donovan and Patricia Callenber, formerly of TV Sisters. Playing now at the Royal George Theater. For tickets to Don't Dress for Dinner, go online at don'tdressfordinner.com.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi, I'm Amy Ray, and you're listening to the Windy City Queercast.
Let's go to
I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. Kate and Leo, Winslet and DiCaprio that is, are back together 11 years after setting millions of hearts aflame, including mine, as the doomed lovers in Titanic. But it's unlikely that anyone will want to romanticize the unfortunate couple they play this time out. There are no feel-good, king-of-the-world catchphrases in Revolutionary Road, a cautionary tale of suburban ennui. A film whose theme is summed up when a character comments acridly, "Plenty of people are onto the emptiness, but it takes real guts to see the hopelessness." In other words, get out your razor blades. Revolutionary Road is set in the conservative 1950s in the world of bland suburbia and the pristine surroundings inhabited by Frank and April Wheeler, played by Leo and Kate. When April suggests that the couple sell everything and move to Paris, Frank at first sparks to the idea, but when the exhilaration fades, reality sets in and the stage is set for awful consequences. The movie is really a psychological horror story in which the characters, especially the wife, are broken down as surely as the spinster Eleanor Vance, played by Julie Harris in The Haunting. Directing his wife for the first time, Sam Mendes elicits a strong performance from Winslet, who is matched in intensity by DiCaprio. Both vividly demonstrate the hysteria just beneath the polite veneer, as does Kathy Bates as their realtor, also returning from Titanic. The film is as suffocating to watch as its subject matter and has none of the suburban crazy fun of Mendes' American Beauty or the dark beauty of Road to Perdition, which I think is his masterpiece. It's a hermetically sealed movie that gets under your skin just as The Hours in Far From Heaven did, but it left me in a funk, and I much prefer the phony, exuberant, junky old-time romance of Titanic. I've seen it at least a dozen times, and I'm going to book Return Passage again right now, because cliched as that song is, it's also true, and my heart has gone on and on and on with that movie. Revolutionary Road? Not so much. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
So, Deb, Chicago, tell me your memorable thoughts and moments and experiences here. Where, tell people where you've been staying.
I've been staying at House 5863. It's a bed and breakfast. Yep. And
it's up here in the Edgewater.
It's really, it's a hidden treasure. You wouldn't expect to see something. You know, you're going past the school or whatever, you see these brownstones all of a sudden, House 5863. And I didn't meet a single soul, but I didn't need to meet them.
No, you didn't meet people.
I met people in there, but yeah. I didn't meet the owners.
Right.
Which I've been speaking with, of course. They're great. But everything about the B&B was, there's not a single thing they haven't thought of. Not a single thing. At every turn, I was like, I wonder if they have, there it is. I wonder if, there it is. Between the internet, the meeting area, the flat screen TVs, it was stunning, beautiful, perfect. I'm going to say perfect.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And I'm a bit of a hard sell.
And, you know, there are some people who don't really like the B&B experience because you kind of feel like you have to deal with the host and the hostess and everybody's stories and...
But it wasn't like that. It was intimate.
It's really like this is your home and you have your own little apartment.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Your little oasis. Yep. And, you know, you have your access into your place.
I had room number 4, which had its own shower and, like, bathroom area.
Yeah.
And I think some of the other rooms may have a shared shower area. Mm-hmm. But it was flawless. And I had a back deck, which, of course, I didn't venture out to because it had about 2 feet of snow.
Yeah.
Which was part of the appeal for me. But it was great. Just beautiful. Stunning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And for people who don't know, it's across from Sin High School, which is the large high school up in Edgewater. So it's just right there.
It's really peaceful.
In the heart of the new gayborhood.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. And you never took the L while you were here, but you were just blocks from the L tracks.
Was it?
From a couple of different stops. So it's right off the red line, of about 3 blocks from the red line. So it's a really convenient place to stay. And so
I would stay there again.
House 5863. I'm sure you will.
That's their website, I think.
You'll
too.
Be back. Yeah. house5863.com. We'll link their little B&B on there, and we want to say thank you to them for sponsoring you to come in, which was really, really awesome.
That was really generous.
So tell me what else. We hung out a couple of nights.
We did. We went out and we, for me, got a little debaucherous because I just don't play that hard anymore.
No.
Which means going out after
Which
9
means
p.m.
I was mom and yeah. I drove.
You were very sensible.
I
Good
drove
for
the
you.
SUV in the snow.
Somebody had
so
to have
So all the kitties could play.
A clear head.
Yes. I'm soccer mom.
Well, and we thank soccer you by wiping lesbian. The snow off every uh-huh. time. We'd say, can we go here? Can we go mm-hmm. there? Mm-hmm. Dancing, etc. Mm-hmm. It was great. I knew I was going to have a great trip when I got off the plane Friday afternoon. And wanted to call you, but of course my cell phone has roaming charges, and so I went to get change for a payphone, thinking it's probably 25 cents or 50 cents. So I went to this woman at a bar in the airport, and I told her why I needed some change. And she's like, oh, hon, why don't you just use my phone? So she turns it on, gives it to me, and I see this picture of this hot woman on there, and her name comes up as Trish the Dish.
Trish the Dish.
And I'm like,
is that her? The woman's
that's
phone?
Her.
Trish the Dish. You know it's going to be a good trip.
I knew that. So that was a good start. And I came down, and of course we went out for a nice lunch.
Yeah.
And then
we went to M. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And you had that bliss cake thing.
It was great. It was great. Portions were fantastic. I felt like I was in a French bistro. And everything else seems a bit blurry. But we went out, and then, of course, you guys are so organized. Things started. People don't know this when they come to an event. But, you know, things are obviously started months in advance. And then on the day, you mm-hmm. know, people are starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon so people can walk in the door at 5. So setting up at Sidetrack. And it was just a great night.
Yeah.
And then we went back to Tees 2 nights in a row.
Yeah.
We had because some fun of at one Tees. Of our servers, Lee.
Yeah.
She was exceptional.
Lee was exceptional. Mm-hmm. We may put a picture of Lee up on the site. Well,
I think
too.
We should.
We should find Lee. Maybe we have a picture of Lee.
Poor thing.
Poor
she
thing.
She was such a good sport. Come over here.
Come
Lee.
Over here.
Let me take a picture of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, every time Lee would come to our table, they'd make her play. I never, which she called.
I love that
never
you
have
say
I ever.
Because you really, you poor thing, you had to sit through it all. They.
Never had I ever. I was like, I wanted to go, never have I ever played I never since college.
I know, it was fun.
Never have I ever played I never. Since I wanted to first time ever kiss a girl. Like, that was my excuse to, like, kiss a girl.
I
was playing Truth or Dare.
Right. I had to. It was part of the game.
That was how I got to kiss one.
That's right. That's lucky.
I actually didn't know. And I wasn't the one who said, you know, I dare you to kiss me. It was her. And she's a straight woman. And that's how it happened.
That was your first kiss?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. With many onlookers.
Wow.
Who then found that very intriguing.
No kidding.
And I'm not going to tell you how that night continued.
Okay. I can go there. I'm going there.
But yeah, I mean, I was sitting there in that bar going, I have not played this game.
I'll tell you, if you get drinking with me, inevitably that game comes up.
Really?
Yep.
You and Cynthia are cut from the same cloth.
Or an alphabet game where you go through and you name bands or sex toys or positions or swear words.
Yeah.
Anything gamey.
It's really just, drinking games just an opportunity to find out everything sexual about the other person at the table so that you can kind of, you know, measure like how you fit and like how cool you are or how sexually provocative you are.
I won't say how many people drank to almost every question, but I have to say the bartender was refilling our drinks quite
oh my
often.
Gosh. Well, with gay people, come on. You know.
I know.
I definitely know different groups of people that I would have hung out with who would have been shocked by.
And that's why they weren't at our table either night.
It's very true. But we do have to say thank you to Tees. They really took good care of us. And Lee and Joel and everybody there just...
yeah, really
they
good.
Made it a nice little haven for us, which was...
Well, they had no idea when three, you know, respectful-looking ladies come in, and all of a sudden, Amy, you had offered, I'll buy the first round.
Yeah, I did.
So, of course, Cynthia, being Cynthia, and you know who you are, orders a bottle of champagne.
As her first round.
As her first round.
And being a good sport, I bought it.
You so did. And she did the same thing last night.
She did. I did not buy the round last
no.
night. I got wise.
Mm.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
What kind of rock star orders a bottle of champagne?
Sin. She's the rock star of the Windy City Media Group.
Oh, she moved on to greener past. Oh, no, the first night she went home the same time we did, but I think she went out afterwards last night.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow.
I got a drunken Facebook message.
We might have to call her.
At 2:45 a.m.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sid.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it was great. The whole weekend for Gays Got Talent.
I'm going to gush about Sin, though. We're teasing, but honestly, Sin was in charge of this entire promotion starting in October and going all the way through this weekend. And it was really her first time doing something like this for us. And she did such an amazing job. I mean, she really is a great office manager.
Yeah.
And what that's just developed into is that she could be a fantastic event manager if she really wanted to do this. She really had a smile. I mean, on the backside, she wanted to meet with you and I. We went through everything. And I mean, I'm just kind of painting the full facets that are this woman, you know, mm-hmm. because she's young and she's got a lot of energy. She's got a lot of playing. She's a really fun time. But when she's wearing her business hat, when she's extremely organized, she will cut to the chase. She will cut through the bullshit. But at the same time, once she told everybody what she needed to tell them, whether it be you and I, mm-hmm. ask us our questions, or when we met with all these contestants. And you have to understand that it's so difficult when you have a drag queen coming on, and then a singer coming on, and then a keyboardist coming on, and then something else. It's much more difficult than Gay Idol.
Yes.
Which many people have probably been to or listening. And she really met with everybody she needed to meet with. And then she walked away and had a smile on her face.
She knew she put all their ducks in a row. And
she was smiling and happy. And people, you know, walked away from there feeling really great about themselves, I think, in the event. And there was not a frazzled moment. We were just all tired. We were all working really hard. But, I mean, nobody seemed, well, me, I probably seemed.
No.
Freaking out of my mind.
No.
The many faces of Amy.
Yeah, you didn't.
It's like Sybil.
You didn't. You may have had some of that internal turmoil, but it doesn't come out.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord. And our judges were so fantastic. Kirk Williamson from Night Spots, who you all hear is our news correspondent every podcast. You know, he was on our judges panel. He's just been fantastic. Kirk has been to every one of these, all these events over the years with me. And Sophia Sapphire, who's so lovely, and Legs for Days.
Mm-hmm.
God, Legs for Days. And she's our little, don't you think she kind of looks like a Laura Dern's?
Yes, she does. She's sister. Got the, yeah,
she would
got
be
the
like
eyes.
Like the Arquettes. They could be like the Derns.
That's
I think
right.
They could. Yeah. And then
very insightful too. She seems very young, but some of the things she was she was quoting from.
And then the lovely Mitchell Fain, who you all know how lovely he is and fantastic. So
and hilarious.
Oh my God.
And doesn't drink beer but enjoyed some beer last night.
Yeah. And some tequila.
Yes.
By the end of the night.
Mm.
We really should.
Did I mention I'm never drinking again?
We should have hooked him up. We really should have hooked him up.
It well, I tried so to. I gave him a nickname even to the server.
You did? What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Tripod?
Yes.
Oh, dear. And on that note, mm-hmm. as Mitchell hides his head under the sand, because, you know, although he seemed a little proud. He grew a few inches, actually.
I might have to go and
you
wake him up.
Tripod. We may have to wake him up. We're going to let Kirk Williamson help me out and tell you what's going on in the news. There is so much news this week. There really is a lot. So we'll tell you what's going on in the world, and then we will come back, and Deb and I will tell you what's going on in our world.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
President-elect Barack Obama has chosen openly gay Brad Kiley as director of the White House Office of Management and Administration, overseeing matters such as office space, salaries, and budgeting. And Obama has chosen Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund Executive Director Brian Bond as deputy director of the White House Office of the Public Liaison. Bond will have managerial and strategic responsibilities for the office, will be the point person on GLBT issues.
Former U.S. Representative Bob Barr, who authored the Defense of Marriage Act, wrote in the L.A. Times that the law should no longer be valid. He wrote that it truly is time to get the federal government out of the marriage business. In law and policy, such decisions should be left to the people themselves.
The Ohio Supreme Court has affirmed an appeals court ruling that strengthened a child custody agreement for lesbian mothers. Lambda Legal represented Teresa Leach, who fought to uphold a court-approved joint custody pact signed by both her and her former partner, Denise Fairchild.
The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation came out with its list of the worst anti-GLBT voices of 2008. Among them were Fox host Bill O'Reilly, California's Yes on Proposition 8 campaign, the Reverend Rick Warren, Republican Oklahoma Representative Sally Kern, and the New York Post, which had evil lesbian mom left toddler to die slow death as a January 25th, 2008 headline.
An analysis of the Proposition 8 vote shows that age, party affiliation, political ideology, and frequency of attending church were the primary driving forces behind the measure's passage on November 4th. After taking the effect of worship service attendance into account, Proposition 8 support among African Americans and Latinos was not significantly different than other groups.
Lesbians Lisa Hazirjian and her partner Michelle are among 16 U.S. families invited to join President-elect Barack Obama and Vice President-elect Joe Biden on the Whistle Stop Tour from Philadelphia to D.C. The Inauguration Committee said the guests are everyday Americans from all walks of life who have made extraordinary contributions to the life of this country.
And former Senator Larry Craig is dropping his attempts to appeal his conviction connected to a sex sting in a Minneapolis airport bathroom. Craig was arrested in 2007 by an undercover police officer and pled guilty to disorderly conduct. However, he changed his mind after finding out that the arrest was publicized.
In Seattle, Washington, almost a dozen gay bars have received anonymous typewritten letters that are threatening to poison customers with the toxin called ricin. However, the bar owners have refused to close their businesses, and the FBI and the city's police department are involved in an investigation. Ricin, a chemical found in castor beans, can be fatal if ingested or inhaled in its purified form.
Openly gay San Francisco supervisor Bevan Dufty introduced a resolution condemning vandalism to the Most Holy Redeemer Church, an inclusive Catholic congregation in the Castro. Vandals recently spray-painted swastikas and phrases such as prop hate on the church.
Also in San Francisco, city health authorities have traced cases of tuberculosis to patrons of gay bars in the Castro neighborhood. In the wake of the discovery, the officials have asked almost 150 employees of businesses in the district to get screenings for the disease.
In a new documentary that airs on HBO January 29th, former megachurch minister Ted Haggard said that he was dealing with same-sex attraction while condemning the lives of gays and lesbians. Moreover, he claims that those feelings resulted from childhood sexual abuse at the hands of his own father.
Minneapolis lesbian couple Amy and Sarah Monson lost an appeal in a discrimination case against the Rochester Athletic Club. The Minneapolis Court of Appeals has upheld an Olmsted County judge's ruling that the couple could not prove that the club treated heterosexual unmarried couples any differently than same-sex unmarried couples.
And in Pittsburgh, Episcopal leaders are in court trying to recover $20 million in assets they believe were wrongfully taken when the conservative branches split from the liberal diocese last October. Former conservative Episcopal Bishop Robert Duncan led the break after Episcopalians consecrated the first openly gay bishop, V. Gene Robinson of New Hampshire, in 2003.
And in world news, in Senegal, nine men, including prominent HIV activist Diadji Diouf, have been convicted of engaging in gay sex and sentenced to 8 years in prison. The arrests happened just weeks after the country hosted an international AIDS conference that included LGBT participants.
Hungary's constitutional court has nullified a law giving rights to domestic partners, saying it would diminish the importance of marriage. The law passed by Parliament last year would have let unmarried or gay couples register their domestic relationship starting January 1st.
In Spain, hundreds of thousands of people attended a mass in Madrid meant to promote traditional family values in a country that has legalized same-sex marriage and made it easier for people to divorce. The December 27th service began with Pope Benedict XVI delivering a pro-family message.
Openly gay and HIV-positive South African Court of Appeals Justice Edwin Cameron has been named to that country's Supreme Court. Cameron said that he was overjoyed he had been selected by President Molanthi to fill the vacancy created by another justice's retirement.
In Quebec, Tanya Villou, a transsexual prison inmate who has not physically completed the transformation to a woman, has created a stir after being transferred to a men's prison. Villou was formerly known as Sylvian Villou, but the Register of Civil Status of Quebec has accepted her as a female. However, federal officials classified her as male.
And in entertainment news, the 21st season of MTV's The Real World, set in Brooklyn, includes trans woman Caitlin Cusinelli as a cast member and gay dolphin trainer J.D. Ordonez, who is rumored to have dated CNN's Anderson Cooper. Plus Sarah Rice, who is currently dating a man, although most of her previous relationships were with women. Seems very gay in the real world. Rice, Ordonez, and Cusinelli volunteered at the GLBT Community Center in New York City during the series run.
Actor Josh Brolin, who played Dan White in the biopic Milk, and actor Jeffrey Wright will have charges related to a 2008 Shreveport, Louisiana bar brawl dropped after striking a deal with prosecutors. Brolin and Wright were at a rap party for the movie W, Oliver Stone's take on the life of President George W. Bush, when the actors were arrested when they attempted to stop an officer from arresting a drunk crew member at the Stray Cats bar.
Hunky actor Chris Evans, best known as the Human Torch in the Fantastic Four movies, has expressed his support of same-sex marriage. Evans, whose younger brother Scott is out and proud, said, "It's mind-boggling and appalling that human beings are being denied civil rights in this country, but time will heal all. I have to believe that in 10 years we won't be having this conversation."
And Lindsay Lohan and DJ Samantha Ronson were the subjects of sexist and homophobic remarks on the BBC show The Most Annoying People of 2008. DJ Spoonie 5 reportedly said of lesbians, "Let the munters and mingers get each other. No one really wants them ones." Such great grammar over there. And of Ronson and Lohan said, "But when they're hot and fit, they should be saved for other guys." And that is the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Do you ever feel like you're on a one-sided relationship? That your boyfriend or your girlfriend just doesn't communicate with you in the way that you'd like? Well, bitches, I want you to post a comment. Post a comment. Go to any show. It's so easy. Go to our website, WindyCityQueerCast.com, and let me know what you think. Talk to me, babies. I want to hear from you. Go to WindyCityQueerCast.com, post a comment. I promise I'll get back to you.
So, Deb, you are hopping on a plane.
I am.
Jetting back to Toronto.
Yep, we got to go back to work tomorrow.
And I have to say a real big thank you to Tourism Toronto for connecting you with Chicago and connecting you with us at Windy City Media and giving us a great prize. Somebody's coming to see you.
Who is very
excited. And Lucy's going to come and see you. She's going to do her poem on your, she's going to be doing your poem on your show, right?
The Halloween stage?
No.
How does that work?
She's coming, I think, to be on Proud FM or something.
I would love that.
She could do either of those.
We could get it in for Black History Month. We could do something because she's really smart.
Yeah, she'll have to be there before June, so.
Okay.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Well, the winner, it's weird because I hadn't eaten, so I was going around doing things all night, getting the ballot boxes for Tourism Toronto for the grand prize and then your great theater prizes as well, which we were drawing from. And I happened to pick up a bowl of the little nuts and whatever that Sidetrack offers. Because I hadn't eaten. And I was like, I need to eat something.
Yeah.
So I'm walking around, and I think people thought I was like serving these pretzels. Yes. So this really,
you're a pretzel girl.
Right?
Cigars, cigarettes.
Jack of all trades. And so this really cute guy, who I think kind of looks like my brother. That's why I think he's so cute. We were just talking, and he was eating some of my pretzels, whatever. His name was drawn, and he was the winner.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yes. And
I didn't
so
know that.
And shocked.
Did you exchange cards?
I did.
Good.
Yeah. And he's got a Proud FM t-shirt, which says the Pride of Toronto and then the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is super cute.
He had no idea. He was shocked. I think people were just filling out a ballot. It says Toronto Tourism, but there's some fine print, but they're all, you know, they're mingling or whatever. He had no idea when he woke up yesterday morning that he'd be winning an all-expenses-paid trip to Toronto.
Do you remember his first name?
No.
Okay.
We drew so many names last night.
I hope that he contacts you.
Yeah, he's got.
I realize I don't even know his name, and he won.
He's got a piece of paper that has your phone number on it.
Oh, okay, good. I hope he calls me.
Of course he will.
Call me if you get this. Don't we have 20 people call me?
He's very excited.
I'm very excited for him.
Yeah.
I would love to be up there when either of them are up there.
Well, you should come up. They're staying at the Marriott Yorkville. Beautiful hotel.
Yeah. And then Lucy will be coming up as well to, you know, hang out and do her whole thing.
So. Oh, I'll show her some a good time for sure.
That's going to be fantastic. That's going to be fantastic. So what do you go back to?
Snow, not as much.
Yeah.
And then back on the air. What do I have planned for next week? We're starting to take qualifiers on Proud of Femme for Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Which is a good prize.
And people now should be listening to you in the mornings on ProudFM.com.
6 to 10, 5 to 10, Chicago, 5 to 9 Chicago time.
Wow.
That's ambitious.
That is ambitious. How are you liking being a morning lady? Are you a morning girl?
I am. I'm good 24 hours.
You
I'm
are.
Good.
That's crazy.
It's a weird...
You were so funny last night, and Mitchell was like, God, she's so funny. She's so great. She's so charismatic. Everybody here at Tease knows her after 2 days. It's like she owns the place. And I said, yes, and she does that at 6 a.m. in the morning, Mitchell. And he was like, oh, she's so not like us.
I get up. I mean, it's a slow start, right? I drive into work, but I hit the ground running at 6 o'clock. I mean, it's not really, you know, it's not a lot of work to do morning radio, but you have to be there, be present.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I think I heard an expression years ago, and I've been living by it since, that there's plenty of time to sleep and rest when I'm dead.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just live life every day.
Yeah.
Not like it's my last, but I live it to its fullest every day.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so, anyway.
Yeah. Have you had some great guests recently, or do you have any coming up? Do you have a lot of guests? Do you have a lot of people that...
Yeah, we do, but that means coming up to Toronto to do a concert and then getting it into a schedule from 6 to 10 is tough for some artists, as you well know, musicians are notorious for
But you had Gaga.
Home. Yeah, I did have Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And there's pictures at ProudFM.com of her, and I had Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls to Debbie Harry from Blondie, Katie Lang.
Was Debbie Harry like Nutty Nut Bags?
She was the worst interview I've had in my life.
Okay, she's the worst concert I've ever seen in my life.
I can't even...
What happened to her from the 80s when she was so cool on Solid Gold?
Yeah, she's not the same. That was excellent.
Thank you.
She's not.
I like the black woman with the braids down to her ankles.
She's not the same.
How did she dance with that hair?
Oh, I don't
That's what
know.
I want to know. Oh, the young ones have. This is BC before Cynthia. She has no clue what we're talking about.
But she does know all the words to some of those songs we were doing last night.
She's a classic rocks lady.
Just remembering we broke out into American Pie.
Yes. Sorry, I totally sidebarred you.
Yeah. So we did have lots of guests, whoever comes into the city. But they have to be Proud of Femme playlisters as well, right? So it's a commercial radio station. So whoever's coming into town, we usually try to get them.
And who are you just crazy about right now? I mean, you play so much music. You listen to so much music.
Serena Ryder is really floating my boat.
Serena Ryder?
Mm-hmm. She's Canadian.
Like Winona Ryder?
Yeah, R-Y-D-E-R, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Colby Collet, I'm really liking some mellow women.
Yeah. Do you like Sarah Bareilles?
Yes.
And so does Nilla.
Wow, that's my favorite song by Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like
Play
Sarah
it again, Bareilles. Sam.
But these are exactly
I'll hum it for you.
The artists that I'm enjoying right now.
Da 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 da. Oh, I don't know it, Miss Ellie. I'll hum a few bars for you. Thank you. That's my Bergman. That's all you get.
That was good. So early in the morning for this.
It is so early. Okay, wait. Tell me the last one. Serena Ryder.
Colby Collet.
Colby Collet. Is she Canadian?
No. I don't think so.
Is she lesbian? Mitchell Fain said that... I'm calling him by different name. He said that he calls all lesbians Canadians.
That's right. Why is that?
That was hilarious because the first lesbian he and his sister ever met was when they were growing up was Canadian. And so
it's almost code.
So it's code now. When they would see like a dyke on the street, they'd be like, "Is she Canadian?"
Oh, he's funny.
Like you know, they have to whisper it.
Yeah,
it's like Canadian.
She's got the Canadian.
She's got the Canadian. Oh my God! Well, it's been so great to have this Canadian lesbian in town with us, and we hope that you'll come back again real soon.
Thanks, Chicago. Thanks for dispelling all the myths that Americans are a bit rude.
Hey, we're good now. Now you're back here, right? With the Obama era.
You guys finally got it right. I've said that before. I meant to get Obama paraphernalia. I meant to do that.
Well, we'll have to ship you some.
Okay, I really want some.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I want to put it on my car. Yeah.
The other O?
Yes.
The two O's from Chicago?
Yes.
Oprah and Obama.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. Thanks for having me, Amy. You're a great hostess.
Aw, you're the best.
Thanks for noticing.
It's true. And it's hard not to notice. So there you go.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll be back on the show. Our next show is all about gays and money, the GLBT community and their finances. And We have a gentleman on who's going to answer, hopefully, many questions that you might have. And no, it's not Susie Orman in drag.
That's exactly who I just thought of.
No, I've yet to get Susie on the show, but I think you'll enjoy Joe even more. And he's going to come on and talk to us about our finances. It's a new year, and it's a new time. And obviously, it's this pretty scary time financially for many people around the globe. And it's specific to GLBT people and what our specific needs are. So you're going to want to check out that show. But today, I want to say thanks to Deb.
Happy New Year. Now that you mentioned that. Yeah, Happy New Year. I hope 2009 is awesome.
It's going to be awesome. And we'll be back with a new show in just a few days. So thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.